PFT Media.
You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Welcome to the show. Those pink headphones are probably the most used headphones in the history of the Crespediso Studios.
I mean, we've only had them since we started, and they're not even ours to begin with. They are ours now. How long were they in use before they got to us?
Oh, who knows?
I mean, what would you say, at least five years?
Probably five years.
So that means these shitty-ass hot pink Polaroid headphones have been working solid for a decade. Name another pair of headphones that you know that have lasted for a decade.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, any headphones at all. Name one.
Well, there are the holy headphones of the Vatican. The Apostle John Paul Jones. He himself, the Apostle Saint Paul Jones. Use them in the.
But they're in the Ark of the Covenant now.
Are they?
Yeah.
And that's why we haven't seen them in a very long time, because no one's found the Ark of the Covenant. I mean, not even Indiana Jones.
Nope.
Oh, hey.
Did you stop it?
Let's say, Chris, excuse me?
Here we go. Pull on my stories. I'm with Chris Chicago, Drew, and Steve, as you see.
Hey.
All right, bonus episode. Here we go. I got a bunch of stories here. Did you hear about how MoviePass changed up their terms again?
Yeah. Oh, Moopy. Did it get even moopier?
Do they change
it? Are they moopier pass?
Do they change it for people that are already subscribed?
Okay. So if you...
Because that would be messed up.
If you... Yeah. It's well, okay.
Well, about... Yeah.
So here's the thing. A week ago, the change was that they were going to limit you... The first run movies, when they came out, like the first 2 weeks, they were going to be blacked out if they're in more than 1,000 theaters.
Okay.
The price is going to be up to $14.95 a month.
Uh-huh.
And if you were a customer like me who paid for a certain amount in advance, like I paid for a year in advance, that wouldn't the pricing change wouldn't affect me until the renewal time.
Of course. Okay.
But the blackout thing did affect me. Yeah. Mission Impossible, I couldn't use my MoviePass.
Mm.
They have since changed again.
Ooh, okay.
They are not changing the price.
Okay, so
they are staying to $9.95 a month.
Okay.
Okay. But does that come with
There's gotta be a catch.
Only 3 movies a month.
What's the point of that?
If you want to see more than 3 movies, you can use a movie pass to get a discount up to $5 on a movie ticket.
That's not bad.
So you can still get discounted tickets after those three.
Mm-hmm. And most people don't see 3 in a month.
That's the thing. They say 85% of movie pass users see 3 or less.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there's any word on whether the blackout dates will continue. I think that's still going to be up in the air. Some movies, if they expect movies to be really popular, it's going to be blacked out.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not going to be so popular, like Mission Impossible, blacked out.
Mm-hmm.
The Meg, it might make it.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the Meg.
It's not going to make that much money.
Nope.
It's going to be okay.
I mean, it's probably going to make a bunch of money in China.
The Meg.
Because I don't know who any of the Chinese people are, and there are a bunch of them.
And MoviePass is not in China. The Meg, the giant shark movie with Jason Statham.
No.
Oh,
the PG-13 giant shark movie with Jason Statham, directed from the director of National treasure. Goodness gracious.
In the newest trailer, it looks like at one point in time, Jason Statham is like... He basically looks like bait on a hook. Like he's being pulled through the water on a line and the Meg is behind him. Like he's right. being...
I didn't see that one.
Like cartoonishly, like the Meg's gonna chomp on him and it's gonna be...
You got his attention. Yeah. Start wiggling.
No, exactly. It's like, excuse me?
It looks poor. It looks poor.
That's sad.
It looks
I
on,
love Jason Statham.
I like him too.
It looks on par with Venom.
No, I'd say the Meg looks bad in that it's like just unfulfilled. Why are you making a watered down piranha? Venom looks bad in that
it just looks bad.
I know what you're going for, but this is not it. I don't think this is going to work. This is not working.
This is not it.
Although I put this in the Facebook, the Cinema Crispies Facebook group. Finally watched the trailer. The bit at the end where he grabs like the bodega robber and he talks all the shit about him, saying, "I'm rip off your arms and then your legs and then your face and then you're gonna be a faceless, armless torso," just like talking all that shit. I was like, "This is actually good. I actually like this." Like I was smiling. I was like, "I like this part. If the movie is a bunch of this, then it'll be good."
But I feel say like Dr. Claw.
I feel like it's not gonna be. And then yes, I thought of you when he said
immediately
he talks like Dr. Claw.
Dude, the second
I was like, wow, he talks like Dr. Claw.
Dude, the second I heard him, I was like, I've heard this voice before. Yeah. Where have I heard this voice?
It's Dr.
Like,
Claw.
Yeah, it's Dr. Claw straight up.
That's pretty fascinating.
It's weird.
We'll see.
I just want them to say, "I'll get you next time, Gadget."
I'll get you next time, Spider-Man. You can't be. You can't say that.
I'll get you next time, Gadget.
So movie pass.
Oh. Maybe he'll pet a cat. Oh, all you'll see is his arm.
Didn't they try to do a live action version of Inspector Gadget?
They made one. How about that? They successfully made it.
Who was Inspector Gadget?
Matthew Broderick.
Exactly. That's what I thought. Yes.
If you want to know who was Inspector Gadget in the 90s, it came to the right show, Steve. Squonker Steve. Squonkin' Steve.
Squonk.
Squonk.
I always thought Inspector Gadget would be a lot of fun, especially nowadays, like a remake. But yeah. make it like serious about fucking androids. Because that's what it is. It's an android story.
Yeah, and Penny has an Apple Watch.
You're talking about RoboCop. It's the old RoboCop's RoboCop. Just give RoboCop a niece and a dog.
Get on the phone, Neil Blomkamp.
Get on the phone! Get Neil Blomkamp! Oh, no, that's the wrong button. Damn it.
Get him on the phone.
Get him on the phone.
We have an idea, buddy.
So Johnny Depp made this movie where he's a police investigator, and he's investigating the murders of Biggie Smalls and Tupac-ish Shakur. Shakur. Tupac-ish Shakur.
Yeah.
And this movie was supposed to come out in September. Have you seen any trailers, any marketing for it at all? It was supposed to come out in September. It is not coming out now. It got pulled.
Oh, did it? Of course not. Who gave him the money to make this shitbox of a movie?
It's a film called City of Lies, as per Entertainment Weekly. The film was supposed to come out September 7th.
Oh, wow. And so, I mean, they filmed a lot of it already?
It's done.
They made a movie.
Starring Forrest Whitaker and Johnny Depp.
And they made a movie, and they're just not going to release it.
They pulled it from the schedule, and there is no like announcement as to a follow-up, a release date or whatever. So
canned.
It is on the shelf for the... Yes.
They canned it.
For a foreseeable future.
That sounds like... it sounds like an awful idea for a movie. The Biggie movie didn't do very well. The Tupac movie.
Nor did the Tupac movie. Notorious and All Eyes on Me were those movies.
Didn't do very well. Yeah. And
now they're doing the Avengers of those movies, which is putting the two together. They got Jack Sparrow investigating the murders.
There was an FX series
the same in Rogue One?
There was a limited FX series, I think.
What was that name of that show?
Did that Notorious. I think.
Was the show also called Notorious?
It was called Notorious, The Murders of Biggie and Tupac.
There you go, colon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which did not do very well either.
Oh, why can't they get that story right?
Why? Because every...
How much of a story is there?
I mean, there is a story. Yeah.
The story of competing artists.
The competing artist things and the cultures that cropped up around them, and the sad thing is it was gang violence that killed them.
Yeah, no, right. But I mean, like, as far as like the investigating part, like, I didn't think they really found much. Like, you know what I mean?
What are you talking about? They know exactly who did it. There was some guy who was a fucking Southside Crip. He was in the car. He pulled the trigger. He died 2 years later in a gang shootout. They know who did it.
Just some Crippy, yo.
Yeah. But I mean, like, is there enough investigative stuff that happened that they could actually make a movie on? Like,
yeah,
a,
there is. It but didn't it, seem it, to it's go. Just, it's not that interesting. That's all.
That's what I mean. Like,
culturally was way more interesting than what actually happened.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
It's like, yeah, a dude got shot and he was famous, but he was a gangbanger, so he got shot. But, you know, like, that's just the kind of thing where you're like, how do you turn that into something compelling? It was,
well,
you know?
You tell a story in which Tupac is not only is he the gangbanger that he portrays, but he's also the Stuyvesant student who's an art student.
Well, no, exactly. I mean,
wanted to be in plays and acting, and he was a very, very artistic person. The gangbanger thing was very much a put on. Was it, Machiavelli is this whole thing, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. It was the whole thug lifestyle. I mean, he was around it, but the way he talks about it, that it is very much an artist's portrayal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's way too sensitive for that life.
Yeah.
So they shot him for it, yo.
Well, you know, when you get the tattoos, when you play the role so well that you actually maybe start believing it yourself,
yeah,
then, you know...
Yeah, if you get a thug life tattoo, yeah.
Yeah. He's a pretty good actor. Did you see Above the Rim?
No, seriously.
Robert Redford is retiring.
I didn't know he wasn't already.
You saw anything? His last big movie was Captain America: Civil War.
Yeah, he was in that.
Robert Redford?
Yeah, he was. He was like the secret he was one of the office guy. Guys. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was sort of like a 70s political thriller style Captain America.
It was
movie.
Actually really
it was
good.
It was a good movie. Good. I did see it. I just had forgotten. Yeah.
So they got Robert Redford again. Mr.
I mean, last thing I really loved Robert Redford, and besides that, was All Is Lost. Still love that movie.
All Is Lost, which I think was after Civil War, right?
I think so.
He is doing a movie called The Old Man and the Gun.
And that's which
he's the gun.
He's the gun. It's him and George Burns. And he says, never say never, but I'm pretty well concluded that this would be it for me in terms of acting, and I move towards retirement after this because I've been doing it since I was 21. I thought, well, that's enough. Why not go out with something that's very upbeat and positive? Old Man and the Gun is a movie about a true life dude who was a bank robber who kept getting thrown into prison and then kept breaking out. And then Robin Banks getting arrested again, thrown in prison, breaking out.
That's awesome.
Cycle continues. He's 81 years old.
Robert Redford is?
Robert Redford.
Ancient.
Yeah.
Very, very old man.
Mm-hmm. And I'm still pretty sure women are still like, oh, Robert Redford.
I'm sure some are, yeah.
Well, yeah, probably, I mean...
Hey, you know, he's fitter than any of us are, so...
Yeah, definitely.
Speaking of fitter than us, Vin Diesel is in Africa. And he put out an Instagram post at like 4:30 in the morning at a gym, like getting ready to put in some work or whatever, because he's on location shooting a comic book movie, but it's not Marvel and it's not DC.
It's Image?
I don't know. What is...
Valiant.
Bloodshot.
Bloodshot? That's, I think that is Image.
That's Valiant, you're right.
Or is it Valiant?
Valiant.
I just clicked on
it. Yeah.
Valiant had the shittiest comic books.
They really did.
Well, Vin Diesel picked maybe, hopefully, the shittiest character to try to make into a movie to make it extra fun. Bloodshot is essentially their version of Captain America. He's just a genetically... altered super soldier.
Oh, this dude. Yeah, with the fucking red circle on his chest.
Red circle on his chest.
Oh, yeah. Guy. I remember that.
No.
Yeah, you see, here's the thing about Valiant that I hate the most is that their pages in their comic books are slightly thicker newspaper. Like, you know, it's ridiculous. Like, there's no gloss. There's no...
You mean like old school comics? Like, really old... I mean old comics.
Yeah, but I mean, this was at a time...
In fact, the same thing as newspaper.
But old comics was thin, even like newspaper. Like, he's saying, thicker.
A thicker version of that
like
paper?
Just slightly thin. Like, just thick enough to make it weird.
Yeah, exactly. Off-putting.
Exactly. Just thick enough to notice the difference and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Just thick enough to make it weird. It's all up in my beard. Just as I feared. Thank you very much.
Squonk.
Squonking. Squonk and Steve. I try to keep that to the Sunday episode, the weekend episode, but I couldn't resist.
No.
I was inspired.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
I can't believe... I never saw that coming. I can't believe that somebody actually took a Valiant comic book and...
They've been throwing around ideas like that for a while. I mean, somebody who something about a Shadowhawk.
Yeah.
Thinking about Shadowhawk as an idea. I was like, what the fuck? I mean,
that was me.
Jamie Foxx is doing a fucking, trying to redo Spawn.
He should do Shadowhawk.
I mean, that is happening. The Spawn movie is happening.
No, exactly.
Spawn movie is happening.
He should be Shadowhawk.
And Bloodshot is happening because it's being made now and it's coming out February 2020.
There are two awful Joker movies being made. That Shazam movie looks like a big pile of garbage.
Bloodshot also is going to feature Toby Kebbell and Michael Sheen.
Okay. I like me some Toby Kebbell.
Toby Kebbell's good. Maybe he's going to be a motion capture monster of some sort.
Yeah, probably.
Netflix. They got this deal with Disney for their movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that streaming service deal is about to go kaput.
Because Disney's about to be like, yo, look at our streaming service!
I think in 2019 they're going to put out their streaming service, maybe.
Well, and the Fox deal went through with them, right?
The Fox deal did get approved. It's going through. So it looks like all... ahead.
Nope.
Are they going to shelve the X-Men movies that they have made? Like, that's a possibility.
They totally should.
I don't know, man.
They should just they should just cut them out and just plop. And then, hey, guess what? X-Men in the MCU. Yeah. Just forget about all that, please.
Simon Kinberg, who's produced all of them since the beginning, and he co-wrote X-Men The Last Stand, the third one, the Dark Phoenix one. He also co-wrote Days of Future Past, and when the opportunity came up to do that story, he admits that he did it so that he could erase X-Men The Last Stand, to just erase that movie from existence. So the whole reason Days of Future Past even exists is to erase the existence of a $200 million movie from the whole film's history canon.
It's fine.
That's what happens when you have one producer running the whole thing. You can make those kind of decisions.
They can do it all over again and refold it.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. He wanted to redo Dark Phoenix, which you just did.
Yeah.
But no. It was supposed to come out in November. It got pushed to next year. Now the deal's going through. So Disney has their streaming service. They have their deal with Netflix. That is going to end the last Marvel movie to be available on Netflix before they pull them all will be Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Mm.
So Black Panther,
mm-hmm.
The Avengers, Infinity War, mm-hmm. and Ant-Man and the Wasp will all be available on Netflix. And then one day, Thanos snap.
God,
twice. Double snap.
How long do you think it's going to take for Ant-Man and the Wasp to be on Netflix?
It's still in theaters.
Thor came out last November and hit Netflix like a month ago. So what is that? 7 months? Six months?
That.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
So I wouldn't be
Avengers
because I haven't seen the first Ant-Man yet.
That is on there now.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Oh well, shit. Ant-Man's on there. Thor Ragnarok's on there. Black Panther should be coming out very soon.
Yeah, I watched Ragnarok. God, that was fun.
I know.
Great.
Fuck, so I love it. I watched it a couple days ago.
It's fun.
I was just like, I have time to kill. Fuck it, I'll watch it again.
Easy one to throw on. And then Infinity War should be coming out in like a month or two. Because it's just come out now on digital home video, DVD, etc.
And the music's so good in that one, too.
Yes.
Thor Ragnarok.
Just
a lot of Led Zeppelin.
This is very recent news. Changes to the Academy Awards and the Oscars. Okay. They announced that the Oscars next year will be ready for this.
Streaming on Netflix.
That's a stereo. That's really funny. They got dumped on Netflix. They said it'll be a 3-hour broadcast. Like we promised, we won't go over 3 hours.
Sure. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's gonna happen.
Yeah, a bunch of assholes. Mm-hmm. They say the way they're gonna do that is they're gonna choose a number of categories to present during commercial breaks, and I think they'll find other ways to try to do it. Now, a big change that they just made. And it just goes to show that the whole awards for art is whack mantra that I've been yelling about for years is right.
Mm-hmm.
They're adding a category.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They also didn't say that they're going to 25 categories. There's still going to be 24 categories, which means something's categories. Gonna they're going to merge probably the sound categories.
Mm-hmm.
They want to put out an award for popular movie.
What?
Yes. They want to go the MTV Movie Awards route. And not only do they want best film, and then they want best popular film.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. You know what those reminds
so
me of?
So it's like, this movie is actually good. And this movie
is the one all the dummies like. Yeah.
Yeah.
We spray painted it gold. Here you go.
Yeah, here you go, you bunch of dummies. What are you going to say? It reminds you of what?
Naked Gun 33 and a third.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they went to the Academy Awards.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, like, all the new categories that they were adding to it, you know? And they were like, what was it? Best actor in a Columbus movie.
That's hysterical. But the MTV Awards were like best on-screen kiss.
Yes.
And crap like that. Uh-huh. Why don't the Academy Awards just do that then if you want to just care about all viewers?
Ryan Reynolds likes to talk about all of those that he won.
Did he want to watch?
Yeah, he won a bunch of MTV Awards.
You know what? Even as a kid, my dream... Because when I was a kid, I wanted to be an actor. And then when I got older, I was like, I don't want to be an actor. I want to be like behind everything or whatever. Mm-hmm. But when I wanted to be an actor, even as a kid, my goal was to win an Academy Award, but I didn't show up.
Oh. Would you send someone in your place in protest, Marlon Brando style?
Yeah, and I would just choose the most ridiculous person I could think of, you know? Mm-hmm. And then the first time I got interviewed where they'd be like, oh, why didn't you? Because it's bullshit.
Because it's bullshit.
Yeah, fuck those guys. Yeah.
Well, Eddie Vedder did that when Pearl Jam won a Grammy, I think for 10.
Good.
And
that's the first thing I've ever liked about Pearl Jam.
Yeah, up on stage, he like they accepted the award and he was like, this is a bunch of bullshit. Something like that. He just like talked shit about the whole thing. And I was like, boo, screw you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's been that's truly anti-establishment.
That is great.
God, he sucks. You don't like Pearl Jam? Sorry, Steve. Case be made that they are currently the best rock and roll band in America.
Who said that?
Like, I'm saying that case can be made. That
A case. I thought you were saying like there was like a poll.
They're still going since the only band still going since the 90s.
I was about to say everyone else.
Although Alice in Chains did just put out some new material.
Everyone else. The original singer died though.
I was about to say everyone else either killed themselves or killed themselves
either drugs or ropes or belts
or guns.
Yeah, it's debatable. Actually, it's not debatable. That's not true.
It's fine.
What? Kurt Cobain?
Yeah.
You think it's not true that he blew his own head off with a shotgun?
Yeah. He didn't.
There's pictures online. You know,
I know. Then there's crime scenes in it. There's tons of explanations as to why it's physically impossible that he did it.
Oh, man. What's the version of a Kurt Cobain truther? We got a Nirvana truther over here.
It doesn't matter. He's dead. We can agree that he's dead, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's all that matters. Okay, we're good.
Yeah,
it was a shotgun.
It's not a Tupac Elvis living
out. That's what situation. I'm saying.
I was going to say, it wasn't a .22.
Yeah.
It was a shotgun.
It was a big-ass gun.
He is not with us now.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt. Angie and Jolie.
Mm-hmm.
Divorce.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's getting ugly.
Cool.
Getting ugly.
I figured it was over by now.
No.
Oh, dude, they're both worth way too much money.
That's true.
So what's happening is, so their divorce proceedings have been held in like a private court to keep everything out of the news as much as possible.
Yeah,
but
that's
Jolie,
nice.
It is nice. But Jolie had her lawyer file an affidavit in a circuit court, so it becomes public record, and it's saying that he is shirking his financial responsibilities to the kids, the child support, which she's never, that they have an informal agreement, and so there's nothing in writing, but that he's not holding up his end of their informal deal. This is from, what am I looking at? What's W?
Crazy bitch.
So here.
Well, it's all from TMZ. This is all from TMZ.
They are both worth how many millions of dollars a piece?
Yeah, okay, so here we go. This is from undisclosed, you know, like friends and sources and crap like that through TMZ, so take it for what it's worth. First off, lawyer revealed that the former couples had informal arrangement. Brad has failed to regularly sustain that for over a year and a half. Hours later, people clearly in Brad's camp told Page Six and TMZ those claims are false. One friend said, Brad Pitt has forked over, quote, millions for therapists for the family, paid for their travel expenses, covered round-the-clock bodyguards for their 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 children. Quote, the divorce case has been held in front of a private judge to keep it out of the press. Well, that's what I just said. Brad has completely lived up to his commitments as far as child support. He will continue to do so. Blah, blah, blah. This has been going on since September 2016.
Yeah.
Man.
Shit, I was still married then.
Ha! And your shit's over and done with.
Oh, yeah.
You're not being sued for your millions.
Mm-mm. He doesn't have millions to be sued for.
No, that's what gave it all away.
By someone who has the same millions.
More millions. Maybe even more millions.
More millions.
Probably not. You know how patriarchal society is.
Exactly.
Winter Garden. Winter Springs? Wait a second.
Winter Park.
Winter Garden.
There's too many winters in Florida, which is weird.
Yeah, what the hell?
It's because the people who named the towns. Oh, people used to winter here. Yeah. This is where people winter.
This is my winter garden.
Yeah.
We're here during the summer. We're like...
Exactly. During the summer, back
yeah.
up north.
The birds. What are you... Snowbirds.
Snowbirds.
Fucking snowbirds.
Chris, you're one of them.
I used to be. But I moved. I'm a permabird.
A permabird.
So Winter Garden. Which one's Winter Garden?
I got Springs. I think Garden's that way.
Springs is by Oviedo, right? That's you?
Yes, man.
Yeah, Springs is that way.
So Garden's is out by the airport?
I think... No, I think it's...
I have no idea.
Claremont area.
Lake?
Yeah, they're that-away-ish.
All right, so this story real quick for the local yokels.
Hmm.
Cinepolis Luxury Dine-In Theater opens near Winter Garden.
I saw that.
A brand new open theater, a 10-screen high-end movie theater, located 14111 Shoreside Way. Have a full-service in-theater dining menu featuring dishes such as lobster rolls, crepes, along with sliders, pulled pork bowls. There's no outside box office. Lobby is smaller. One side is devoted to a bar lined with spirits where bartenders make custom cocktails.
Ooh.
Popcorn comes in four flavors, including zebra, slathered in chocolate, and Cheetos popcorn.
Zebra?
Yeah.
All sounds very expensive.
Yes, it is.
Wait a minute. Like
it's a luxury theater.
Like there's like zebra meat in there?
Zebra meat, yeah. Zebra meat, slathered in chocolate. Yep. That's what it says.
Yep.
It's not the first theater. Blah, 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 blah,
actually,
blah,
it's just
blah,
fried blah, zebra blah, skin. Blah, blah, it's like the chicharrones, but with zebra.
This is why I pulled this story. It's the eighth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
9, 10.
No.
11,
no.
12.
Oh, damn it.
Stop at the 8.
You got me excited.
I know. That was the point. You fell for it.
I love it.
It's the 8th luxury theater for the company, which also has a conventional theater in Davenport. Dallas, Texas-based company. Only their 8th theater. And they put it in their Winter Garden?
That's
weird.
There's a Cinepolis, I think in Sarasota. But I don't think it's a fancy one. I think it's just one of the regular ones.
Well, regular one. Mm. Well, they only have 8 luxury ones, so we got one of them over here in Winter Garden, Drew, which means we're going to go.
Oh, and over the weekend, I was in Winter Haven.
And who the fuck
Winter Haven? I forgot about Winter Haven. Oh, shit.
And who the fuck is paying for that excursion?
Just don't say PFT.
Because I am not paying luxury prices to go see a fucking movie, dude.
How much do you think for a luxury thing? Like, what are the tickets? Like, price? That would be interesting
more.
To see. Well, yeah.
Again, just like most theaters, they're making their money. They got to kick back 50-60% of that ticket price to the theaters.
Yeah.
It doesn't behoove them to have expensive ticket prices. They get their money on their concessions on their like $14 burger or their $17 box. They got a $17 box that's a slider, two slices of pepperoni pizza, a veggie like side, and a beverage, I think. No, a dessert.
You see, there's an advantage to
that. 1, 2, 3, 4 items and maybe a drink for $17.
When you have stuff like that, like options like that, you know, like I feel like a lot of people would be a lot less inclined to bring their own food like they do in normal theaters.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing. This theater is trying to be a place where it's like, no, you're going there to
not eat,
only watch
also.
A movie, but get a meal, like a real date spot type thing, a luxury night out. So, Cinepolis.
I mean, I get it. I'm just really...
It's a weird name.
I'm not really one for eating during the theater experience. I mean, we do it at the Enzian sometimes, but for the most part,
rarely.
It's just, dude,
rarely. We get beer at the Enzian.
I like going to the Enzian and eating while I'm watching.
It's just weird.
The food's okay.
It's weird.
Yeah, no, it's not.
The chefs change every few years. So.
Yeah.
It's just weird. Like, the movie is supposed to be a movie. Like, I'm not supposed to be preoccupied with eating a fork and knife and looking down. Steak.
There's a, I already put the article away, but there's a quote in there from the head chef. She was talking about how, like, you know, I have to be cognizant of the fact that you're in a dark room, you're watching a movie. So it is like a lot of hand foods that are supposed to be easier to eat and not that messy. So we're talking about like burritos and stuff like that. Part of the reason why there's like lobster rolls and crepes.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, you're right. It's a weird experience. You gotta be sitting right properly to really do it right. You're not at home.
No.
You're in a movie theater.
Yeah.
Give the movie your attention.
Yes.
I sit along the right side, you know, where there's that, not really a bar, but it's a surface, you know
you're
what I'm
saying?
Talking about?
You like to occupy the right side of the,
yes,
theater.
So he's a theater Republican.
He leans right.
Yeah, he's a theater Republican.
You lean right. Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah.
I am a little more center in movie theater, but if you if you follow me on Twitter, you find out that I'm
way really left.
I'm not into centrists. I think centrists are pussies who cop out. What are you saying? Lean right here on the right side of the theater?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like
the far side, you know what I'm talking about? And it has that like
towards the middle, back.
Like just along the side, there's a long, it's like a bar, like a table.
He's talking at the Enzian.
Yeah.
Oh, specifically at the Enzian.
Yeah, I'm talking on the Enzian.
Oh, okay.
And so like when
you pop up on that right side in the far back.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And so you can eat and see everything and you know, yeah.
Yeah, there are a few strategic spots where if you don't mind not sitting straight on, you can get like a good seat over other people. You can get a really good view of the screen.
Yeah, I like that area.
You kind of got to know though. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, there's some of those sneaky spots on the right. Similarly on the left, but less so because that's where there's the entrance to the kitchen. Maybe just get a membership. You can reserve a couch then.
Yeah. Yeah, and you don't. Yeah, you don't want to be near the kitchen. Definitely.
It's noisy. The kitchen's noisy as fuck. Chris Pratt. Pratt.
I love Chris Pratt.
Doing a movie called Cowboy Viking Ninja.
Cowboy Viking Ninja? Yeah. Is it a comedy?
I hope so.
Probably action comedy.
Yeah, of course.
It's a Universal Pictures film, and it's starring Chris Pratt. It's a tentpole film, big budget. It's supposed to come out June 28, 2019. It's starring him, Priyanka Chopra, and it's directed by Michelle MacLaren, making her first feature-length film. She almost did the Wonder Woman movie. She got popular, really got her name made doing some of the better Breaking Bad episodes. Mm-hmm. And then she also did some pretty big episodes of Game of Thrones.
Gotcha.
And then from there, she was like, all right, I want to do a movie. She talked to Marvel for Thor, The Dark World. That's how far back she's been trying. That fell through. Talked to DC about Wonder Woman. That fell through. Now it looks like she's adapting this comic book graphic novel, Cowboy Viking Ninja. But Universal has decided to push back the release date.
Oh, that's not good.
As opposed to the Johnny Depp movie that was about to come out, and then they just pulled it like, put on the brakes. This is a little different. They're finding that they need more time for the production.
No.
And they don't want to rush it. Universal rushed the production of The Mummy.
And they regret that.
And they regret it.
Because they spent a lot of money on that movie.
They don't want back.
And it went nowhere.
The first one?
The one that just came out with Tom Cruise.
Oh.
The one that nobody remembers even coming out.
Yeah, so exactly.
I remember people bitching about it, but then I totally, I still forgot it existed.
And then it just went,
away. Disappeared.
What was it? Universal, it's like Universal's holding a ball, right? And this ball is their dreams for a huge connected monster universe with all these huge actors, and then they put out the Mummy movie, and then that ball is, and it's a smoke.
It's gone.
And then their hands are just empty. Yep. Like, where did my ball go? It just disappeared. That was the Mummy movie.
Yeah.
So they don't want that to happen again.
It shattered their dreams.
It shattered the dreams. They realized the dreams were just, so.
It was actually quite pretty amazing.
So Cowboy Ninja Viking. They don't want that to happen again with Cowboy Ninja Viking.
It's already happening.
It's happening, and they're trying to stop it. It's a graphic novel, revolves around an assassin who manifests the toughest skills of three different personas. Drew, can you guess those three different personas?
Scuba diver. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sailor.
Yes.
Spelunker.
Correct.
Spelunker, yes.
Scuba diver, sailor, spelunker, correct. He manifests those three skills as your hero.
In the movie Cowboy Ninja Viking.
Cowboy Ninja Viking.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
Maybe that's part of the reason why they need that.
Those underwater scenes are going to be a bitch.
I don't know how Vikings work underwater.
Underwater cave diving.
Yeah. Spelunky.
Like I said.
Cave diving.
That's the cave.
walking diving. You gotta
squonking.
Spelunking. Squonking. Squonking, spelunking Steve. So that movie's being postponed, but not taken off the schedule. It's still getting made, but we'll see what happens. I know you don't watch anything. Steve, you watching any the DC TV stuff?
Not currently. Actually, I'm revisiting something right now that I've already seen all of it, but I love it so much. Is the IT Crowd?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, Drew's a fan. I caught a couple episodes a couple years ago in New York, and then came home and binged the whole fucking thing
with Richard Ayoade.
Yep.
Yeah. That guy, the glasses, curly hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a director.
Moss.
Yeah.
Moss.
Mm-hmm.
Moss is a director.
He is.
A good one.
A good one, too.
I did not know that.
He makes good movies.
Very good, interesting, not mainstream movies.
Yeah.
That are very good. I think the last one, The Double? The Jesse Eisen one?
Yeah.
It's an adaptation of Fyodor Dostoevsky's The Double.
Hmm.
I assume you read Europe on your Dostoevsky.
Yeah.
I mean... Kristen, it sounds like you are too, seeing as you keep mispronouncing his name.
I read Crime and Punishment 3 times this morning. All on the shitter.
Are you sure that wasn't your experience on the shitter?
I mean, it was very apropos. I had a very spicy gelato last night. It was confusing. So I'm asking this was take two. Welcome to Cinema Crespity. So I'm your host, Chris Crespo. We're doing a bonus episode. I'm talking specifically about the DC stuff. Arrow.
Nope.
The Flash.
Nope.
Legend of Tomorrow.
No.
Black Panther. Not Black Panther. I mean Black Lightning. I'm thinking the further along you go on this list of shows, if you're not watching one, you ain't watching
the rest. Supergirl.
I did just recently.
Supergirl's connected, but I'll talk about that.
Talk about that later.
No, in a second.
I did just recently, maybe a couple weeks ago, I saw Doctor Strange.
Hey, it's a good one.
So good.
Yeah, it's very fun, very interesting. I like the parts that make it different from your typical.
The astral plane stuff.
Astral plane stuff.
The fight with Dormammu.
The battle, the anti-climactic battle, where it's like they're repairing the city from their fight instead of destroying the city around them. You know, the timer.
Where he keeps coming back. Yeah. It was awesome.
I really enjoyed
it.
Looking forward to the second
one. I still have not seen Civil War. I need to see that.
It's a cool one. It's good.
It's cool. No.
It's fine. It's fine. When you watch it, think of David Fincher. David Fincher movies.
Okay.
Because they were definitely trying to be like, what is a David Fincher version of one of these Marvel movies? And there are scenes where they kind of, you'll see. Just watch it.
It's weird.
Just watch it and think of like Seven in the game and stuff.
I love both of those movies.
So I'm asking about all this DC stuff. I watched the 4 seasons of The Flash. I love the big villains.
There's 4 seasons?
I think the 5th one is on TV now. I'm not sure.
Holy crap.
There's 4 on Netflix. Well, here's the thing. There's even more. There's like 7 seasons of Arrow. And I think they're about to do their 8th season of Arrow. Arrow was the first one. That spun off Flash. The Flash then spun off Legend of Tomorrow. That spun off Black Lightning, which is crazy. So 3 of those shows are all from one show.
Yeah, see, I don't even know what Black Lightning is.
A random character from Legends of Tomorrow, which is a bunch of random characters that were all introduced on The Flash and then just assembled together on a show. Supergirl was developed separately and then aired over on CBS instead of CW. And then after a season or two, they moved it to CW. Mm-hmm. Also with these shows, Steve, is every season, because they have like 20-plus episodes per...
They have a giant clusterfuck.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So they do a giant clusterfuck every year, where the different shows do like one episode per show is part of a crossover, and you have to like watch every fucking series to... And it's like, I don't know. I watch Flash, and when those episodes come, I'm like, fuck this.
And I don't care.
It's like those episodes of Scooby-Doo with the Globetrotters. You're like, no, that makes sense.
Well, but to be fair, if the Globetrotters showed up on Flash, and then they're like, follows the arrow, be like, okay, I got it.
Well, the Harlem Globetrotters tell me to follow.
Yeah, I got it.
And to be fair, I got to
see how Metal Lark Lemon interacts with Oliver over there. Were you saying,
I never actually changed the channel on those episodes.
Yeah, no. He just kind of tuned out.
It's still Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, true too. Yeah, exactly.
So as long as there's no Scrappy-Doo.
So they do these... Oh, Scrappy-Doo's so worst.
Annoying.
No one likes Scrappy-Doo.
I think he's okay.
Get out! Get out! So they're doing another big crossover again this year. Legends of Tomorrow show, not involved. Supergirl is involved. So it's Flash, Arrow, Supergirl. It's all DC. They've already made allusions, apparently, on the Arrow show to Gotham. And some overt references, without saying anything directly, to Batman. So we talked about this on the show already, Drew. They're doing Batwoman is being introduced as a character in the crossover event, leading to her own show on CW. Batwoman's been cast. Batwoman will be played by Ruby Rose. Don't get too excited, guys.
I love the name.
Relax. Ruby Rose is a good name.
It's so red.
It's gotta be fake.
Yeah.
She, Drew, is the John Wick Chapter 2. Mm-hmm. The deaf assassin who knows all the sign language stuff.
Mm. She is hot. I liked her, and she was so good too. And I haven't, that's the only thing I ever saw her in.
Oh no, she's been in a bunch of stuff recently.
She's been in a couple of things recently.
I think she's in The Meg.
I believe so too. Correct, sir. Yes.
Are any of the tattoos on her, because you know she said like on, I think they're on, real. On her hand and stuff, that's what that was going to be my question.
Yeah, right? I think they're real because they keep showing up in all these movies.
Yeah.
Oh well, then yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, she was the budget to CG that stuff.
She was in the new Pitch Perfect movie.
Oh hell yeah.
In Pitch Perfect? Oh, she was part of the band.
She was part of the band in that Pitch Perfect movie.
She's been popping up in a lot of stuff
recently.
So she just got Batwoman for CW. So she'll be on TV now quite regularly if the show's hit. I assume it will be. All these shows are hits.
I can't imagine like using CG to frame by frame get rid of a tattoo and make sure, you know.
It just go makeup, like, man. Just that's, slather them in pancake makeup and hope, you know. You fix the rest and lighting and post. Yeah.
Yeah.
A nightmare.
Yeah.
She's on Orange is the New Black.
That's
probably
that actress?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to pick it up again then.
There you go. The Meg, you're right, Drew. Pitch Perfect 3, John Wick Chapter 2.
Because you know what I find funny about
she's
that?
She's also former MTV VJ.
What? Her? Oh. Really?
When? I mean, it's not like any of us watch MTV.
Wait a minute. How old is she?
It says here she is 52. No, she's not. Yeah. No, she's young.
That's what I'm saying. When you said MTV VJ, I didn't even know VJs were still on MTV.
I didn't know MTV was still a thing. I didn't know they knew what VJs were.
I mean, hell, I thought it was weird enough when The Miz, he was on The Real World on MTV.
And he was like, I'm going to be a wrestler. And then they put him on their reality wrestling show. He's like, I'm going to be a wrestler. And then they put him on wrestling. He's like, I'm a wrestler.
It's so weird, dude. It was the weirdest thing.
Hey, you know what? Good for him.
Now, that'd be great if his name was Les Mis.
It would be good. Yeah. He's not that smart.
Nope.
He's like, that's too bougie. Like, how do you know the word bougie? Oh, he's smart. Beat him up. And then the other wrestlers beat him up. You're not allowed to.
How does
smart.
He know the word bougie?
Ruby Rose told her.
Ruby Rose. I'm going to tell me like you guys. Speaking of which, DC, they're also debuting their own streaming service, which is what that
seriously?
Titan show. Yeah, they're going to have a Titan show on there, Doom Patrol, and more. So DC is developing all sorts of shows to be on their own streaming thing.
Yes, they are.
So, that's ridiculous. Like, this, I mean, do you see how that would work? You know what I mean? Like with Disney doing their own and DC doing their own.
Some of these are going to fail.
Well, and that's just it. Is they're too specific? Like, Disney, look, I know how they have a lot of shows also, like the Disney Channel and, like, all that kind of stuff. But it's still all one company. You can't, and then you look at Netflix, they have, like, what, like, hundreds of thousands of shows or some shit? It's like, movies and stuff?
It's an insane amount.
You can't compete with that.
It's an insane amount, but they want to try. DC wants to try, and it's not like they don't have the clout to do so. It's Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not like Warner Brothers ain't no one. Who owns
ain't nobody
them?
To fuck with.
GE? Like, some. No. All these companies are owned by gigantic companies. So if they want them to keep going, they can keep going.
Yeah,
or they can choose to let them fold. It's up to, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, can you imagine, though, having a subscription to a DC service?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many things are they going to have? Like, you know what I mean? I feel like you could spend like a few months, like 3 or 4 months. Watching all of it at your leisure, and then canceling it because there's nothing else on.
You got all the Superman movies, all the Batman movies.
Superman sucks.
You can rewatch.
What good movies were there?
I love Superman the movie and Superman 2.
all of the Batman stuff, whether it's animated or not. I mean, DC
all the they already have an extensive animated catalog.
Yeah, DC actually
they can pull all that stuff off of Amazon.
DC makes
pull it off of Hulu.
Pretty garbage live action stuff, but their animated stuff is a fucking killer.
Their movies are proven to be garbage. Their TV shows, they're not good, but they're successful.
No.
Their animated stuff is good and successful.
It's good.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they have the back catalog, and now they're creating new stuff that can is supposedly only available.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the original Batman was good, but at the same time...
Batman the animated series?
No. With Batman the TV Jack show? Nicholson.
Oh, you know, the Batman.
Original, yeah, the original. Right. Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Well, you say original Batman. I'm like, you're talking about
Yeah, I should have been more specific. But there's something weird about it that I don't like. Atmospherically,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. Like, I have no idea. There's just...
Maybe that's that Burton je ne sais quoi.
Could be.
See, that's what I like about the second one. The second one is so Tim Burton.
It's a straight-up Tim Burton movie.
It's like it's a Batman movie. It's so weird. It's like
Batman Returns is like a Tim Burton movie about villains. Batman just happens to be in it.
I know.
He shows up every now and then.
It's so great.
As Batman shows up as a plot catalyst in his own movie. It's
it's so great.
It is bizarre.
Christopher Walken gets thrown out of a fucking building.
He's like, oh, wow. I'm falling.
But it got so bad for so long. Like, Mr. Freeze.
Oh, no, yeah.
If you ever get a chance to watch Batman and Robin, it happens very close to the beginning where he gets on, like, a rocket and it points upwards and he fights up into the sky and he's flying around.
And the bat nipples just pop out.
Bat nipples pop out. I'm talking about Mr. Freeze. And Mr. Freeze is on the rocket. Pay attention to this. This is worth watching. If you see Batman and Robin, it's the beginning. Watch it.
I think it's on Netflix.
Just watch it just for this.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to Schwarzenegger's joystick handwork, his space working.
No idea what he's doing.
He's supposed to be on this rocket just like going straight. He's like just jerking his thing around.
He's basically like the Mystery Machine where Freddy is just like moving the steering wheel back and forth and even though he's not turning.
They're going down a street. It's exactly like that. It's great. It's wonderful. Just pay attention to that.
Case. Even as a kid, I was like, he's not turning.
Yeah.
He's got a really loose steering wheel.
This doesn't make any sense. Disney's Christopher Robin just came out, made a decent amount of money. It's got okay reviews. It is banned in China.
Really?
It's banned in China, guys.
Because.
President Xi Jinping doesn't like being compared to Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Like physically. There's a meme going around saying
President
Xi Jinping looks like Winnie the Pooh.
He does.
He hates it to the point, not really, he hates it to the point where he is banning Winnie the Pooh related stuff, which includes Christopher Robin.
Well, that's what happens when you are a supreme leader.
When you are supreme leader, President Trump is like, that's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be supreme leader. It sucks to be China.
No. Yeah. Oh, it always does.
I mean, it's going to suck to be yes pretty soon, too, just in a very similar way. Going right down that road. You know, when people sit around and be like, nah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Then it's just going to continue to get worse.
Just remember, Chris, when fascism comes to this country...
When it comes? What do you mean, when it comes?
It'll be wrapped in the flag carrying the cross.
What do you mean, when it comes?
It's on its way.
It's here. It's here, guys.
Yeah.
It's here. It's not an exaggeration. Mm-mm. Not the Clarion Wolf.
Are you interested in seeing Winnie the Pooh?
No.
I'll probably watch it on like Netflix or whatever.
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh is not a part of my upbringing.
Okay. Yeah. See, I want to see it, but like, I don't think I would do. I don't think I'd go in theaters to see it.
Interesting. Do you don't want to cry in front of other adults?
No, I do that all the time.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all.
I have to say, when I got here, Chris was crying.
I was crying. Yeah. Well, yes, I was at the library. Just crying my eyes out. Why does this article doesn't pull up? Anyway, we're at another one. Did you lose internet? We have internet. This road sucks. James Gunn. He's the last story. James Gunn.
Yeah.
He's got fired from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Currently in exit negotiations with Disney. He's looking at a payout between $7 and $13 million because it's not close enough to production for him to get his pay or play full fee, which probably been like, I don't know, $15 million. But still, he's going to get 7 out of 13. So, all right, James Gunn, not only is he going to make that money, Part of the negotiation, part of the reason why he's even getting that money is because Disney wants to use his draft of, because he already wrote Volume 3.
Yeah, and they want to use the script because it fucking works.
And they want to use it. So they're going to pay him out, and they're also apparently it's talking about the possibility of him coming back down the road for other projects.
See, that's just it. I think since, you know, the third one hasn't even been made yet, it's just the script is available. So by the time it gets made and then it comes out and then they're like, we need another one, by that time I think they'll go back to him.
Exactly. Well, or maybe even just move on to bring him on for something else, or they can bring him on in a not a directorial capacity.
Here's the thing, Chris. If you're in talks to possibly bring him back later down the road, why don't you just let him make the fucking movie now and not even bother severing ties to begin with?
Because Disney's stupid. I don't know why. I don't know why they're letting the right wing trolls win. I don't know why they're letting the white supremacists win.
Here's
that's what Disney's doing.
Here's $7 million. We're gonna put forth a subpar product, and later we'll have you come back to fix it all.
Doesn't make any sense. I don't know why they're doing it that way, but in the meantime, once those negotiations are and the ties are officially severed, in the meantime, this is according to a Deadline article, there is a bevy of unnamed studio executives just dying to get James Gunn to come on board for their
do
franchises.
Anything.
Oh yeah,
Warner Brothers is ready to poach him for DC.
Yeah,
other people who have other tent poles ready to go, because you know why. James Gunn, his last two movies that he wrote and directed, grossed $1.5 billion worldwide.
Yeah.
So, and he did, it wasn't like, oh, we're giving you Ant-Man, we're giving you Iron Man, we're giving you, we're giving you the most popular characters.
We're giving you Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. You're getting something that's going to be our hardest sell.
Yeah, and most people hadn't previously heard of Guardians of the Galaxy.
No way. And to be fair, Guardians of the Galaxy in paper form is a... It's bad. It's bad.
It's not good. Is it?
I have a handful of 90s issues, and
it is not good.
It is stupid. Just like most comic books. It's stupid. So he's going to be fine. James Gunn's going to be fine. It's a bummer that the right-wing trolls win in this little cultural shot across the bow. But you know what? Punch Nazis. That's always good.
Yes.
You hear about... Someone have one every time I
repeatedly.
Die.
Repeatedly.
You hear about that?
No. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, a bunch of Proud Boys. You know what Proud Boys are?
Uh-uh.
Man, guys, come on. Wake up. Proud Boys are white nationalists. Younger white nationalists. Hey, like youth Nazis, right? They're...
Skinheads.
Skinheads, yes. And they have, and they're pretty easy to identify because they usually have Proud Boys tattooed on them for people to see.
Oh, okay.
And they're just like... the punk skinheads you'd see in the movies. They're bald, they're fat, they're idiots.
Yeah,
yeah, they're dirty looking, look like they smell if you get too close to them.
Yeah.
Apparently a bunch of them showed up during Every Time I Die set Warped Tour and caused a problem. And I think Keith Buckley, the singer for Every Time I Die, he was like talking a bunch of shit about Trump and Trump supporters on stage. He's like, fuck you guys, fuck you, blah, blah, all this shit. And then I think they got kicked off the Warped Tour.
The last one ever.
Yeah, the last one ever. Every time I got kicked.
We got kicked off of the last tour that is ever going to happen.
What I'm saying is the band went out there to talk against the fascists and against the white nationalists, and they got kicked off the fucking Warped Tour. That's what happens when you monetize mainstream punk movement, hardcore movement. Mm-hmm. Then you have to kowtow to the fucking right-wing nationalists?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. What is this shit?
Not only that, but I mean, like, why were they even there just to do that?
To call shit.
Yeah.
Yes, to call shit. Making their presence known like that, they did it as an act of hate and aggression.
Yes.
So then, when they get responded in kind with aggression, they're like, oh, why are we making fun of us? And then there's all the Trump supporters in the crowd who are like, oh, not all Trump supporters. We're sorry, guys. Yes, hashtag all Trump supporters. That's the way it is, yeah. Just because you're a Trump supporter doesn't mean you're a white nationalist.
But it means you are complicit in white nationalism.
It means you're totally fine with it.
Yeah.
Just because you're a Trump supporter doesn't mean you're a racist, but it means you're fine with racism. If you don't see a problem with the Trump presidency,
yeah,
then it means you're complicit with the problem. And that makes you the enemy. I want to talk about some stuff later. I was gonna say on the show whenever.
Some stuff.
I'll just keep it. I'll leave it at that.
And then when we're done recording, you're like, hey, remember when I said I wanted to talk about some stuff later?
Yeah. Keep it cryptic.
Keep it hush hush.
Keep it hush hush.
On the DL.
There's something else I was going to say. It's
away from prying eyes.
Keep it secret.
Ears. Away from the
keep
prying eyes.
And the ears.
Man, listen to a podcast called, I never do this. Listen to a podcast called Cause a Scene. It's really good. There's only 11 episodes.
Cause a Scene. Is it local?
I won't.
No, it is not local. No, you're not going to listen to shit.
I do not listen to podcasts.
But actually, this goes out to all my, all of our white liberal listeners. For sure, all the white libs
causing a scene.
Cause a scene.
Cause a scene.
Hashtag cause a scene. Actually, I think
all the libtard cuck snowflakes out there.
No, specifically the white, my white lib listeners, mm-hmm. my white liberal friends. They need to listen to that.
Okay,
especially the last episode, episode 11. They need to listen to that. Because white supremacy in the liberal wing of American politics is real, and you don't know how you're contributing to it. Call the scene. It's really good. It's really, really good. I was gonna say something. There's something else I was gonna say. I'm really just stalling because there's something else I was gonna say. And once I hit pause, and we all dispersed, and
you're like, "Oh, there it is!"
You're on my goddamn forehead like a moron. Anyway, yeah, fucking show's over. Steve, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Check out this week's.
What the hell were you looking at over
there? I thought I saw a shadow. Made me think I saw like a bug or something. There was nothing. I was just. I'm going crazy.
I was like, are you checking a clock that's not there, or what the fuck is going on?
Oh, that's this clock here. You released an episode of Tidbits with,
Yeah, I'm excited about this episode with Jim Inzerillo. It's the story of his wife got cancer and how she got through it and stuff, and it's not depressing at all.
Yeah, because she got through it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, even the part where he talks about, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's more uplifting than anything. So if you're like, oh, I don't want to trudge through that, it's not like that.
People listen to it.
And it's absolutely, oh, it was so good.
That's that Tidbits. Tidbits available on Spotify as well as pftmedia.com.
Yes.
And State of the Beat, you recorded two episodes that
today? Yeah.
Sweet.
One regular episode, one bonus episode.
Sweet.
And, yeah.
Exciting. Drew, where can,
At Antihero419, some places on the internet.
Less places.
There are less places every fucking day. I'm off Twitter, Chris.
So it's Instagram and Facebook, and that's it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And soon, hell, you know what? Soon I might even be off those.
Because, I mean, they're technically both the same.
No, exactly, yeah.
Instagram is driving up to a quarter of Facebook's profits.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
No.
Think about that. Think about that. Also, Jack Dorsey, co-founder of Twitter, is doing interviews with Sean Hannity and right-wing media, but won't speak to organizations like Media Matters. And
is he right-wing?
Oh, did you hear? I don't know. Alex Jones got banned from a bunch of shit.
Yes. Yeah. YouTube pulled down a bunch of stuff. Facebook pulled down a bunch of stuff.
And complete morons are talking like saying it's censorship. It's like, no. Yeah. It's not what censorship is, kids.
Yeah, the same people who wanted James Gunn fired for his decade-old tweets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're the ones who are declaring it to be censorship because they know no shame or hypocrisy or self-awareness or any of that.
Self-awareness being the biggest thing.
Being the biggest thing. That's why the whole when they go low, we go high and all that stuff. We can't get that out of here.
Nope.
It's out of here. Anthony, shout out to Black Hasselhoff. Anthony Davis, he's been asking for a while. How do you fight hate with love? How do you do that? Exactly.
You take out your love bullets and you put them in your love K-47 and you
mow down the haters with your love with bullets. Love. With love.
Yeah.
Punch a Nazi. That's what I'm saying.
Find
a Nazi. Find a
Nazi, punch him.
If you're worried about this.
I mean, if you really want to, get even more broad, just find a fascist and punch him.
Punch fascist.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like PFTmedia.com needs more
anti-fascist things.
Anti-fascism. I think it does. I have a... there's just certain parts of felt.
Yeah, the whole Antifa thing really kind of fucked that
up.
I
don't understand that. It doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah.
You're anti-Antifa?
No, exactly.
Yeah. Super-fa?
No, exactly. It's like, what?
Not the right side.
But you want to choose the right side, Chris?
Word.
Lots of it.
There was something I was going to say.
Remember, Steve, choose the right side.
Yes.
Take it off of your
top. Absolutely.
The right side.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it, everyone.
On the right.
Stay to the right of the theater.
Right? Yes.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. Right.
Right.
So you can eat.
So you can eat. Mm-hmm. If that's so true.
A PFT Media production.